Helen, Countess of Radnor, seemed to care very little for what society said she could or couldn't do as a Victorian lady, so she decided to make history. Born in a tiny town in central England, the young Helen moved to London, married an earl, and started her life as a countess and patron of the arts. Before long, she created her own women's orchestra and became its conductor. She made waves in England and overseas, with society papers everywhere hungry to talk about her. She was even invited by Barnum and Bailey to give a performance in America. After she was already well established and incredibly popular, she called on a friend to write a piece of music for her and her orchestra. The friend was Hubert Parry, and his beloved Lady Radnor's suite cemented her place in music history. She also used her popularity for good, raising money for various causes and giving free concerts around London. Lady Radnor's orchestra grew to over 80 members and frequently included a 100-member chorus by the end of its 15 years of delighting the world. Even after she stopped her public performances, she left in her wake many successful women's orchestras to continue her legacy. Lady Radnor has frequently been described as unique over the years, a word she no doubt earned by disregarding norms for so-called proper Victorian ladies and paving her own way. This has been a Women's History Month music moment on NWPB Classical.